In South Korea, exit polls in today's presidential election are giving a slight lead to the pro-government candidate, No Moon-hoon. Mr. No ran on a platform of conciliation with North Korea. He also has been critical of U.S. troop presence in South Korea. NPR's Eric Weiner's in Seoul. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Alex.
The other candidate in this race, Lee Hoi-chang, he's taken a strong stand against North Korea, right?
Right, he did. He basically argued for a more hardline approach in dealing with North Korea. He called the current government's policy, the so-called sunshine policy of engagement, a failure. And Lee wanted to cut off the flow of aid to North Korea, some $500 million in recent years, unless it dismantles its nuclear weapons program. Now, on the other hand, No Moo-hyun argued that this policy of engagement is, in fact, the best way to contain the North Korean threat and ultimately lead to reunification of the Korean Peninsula. Many South Koreans, especially younger people here in their 20s and 30s, agreed with Mr. No, and apparently that swung the election in his favor.
But doesn't his position put him at odds with the Bush administration? Is that a concern?
Absolutely. President Bush, of course, has been trying to isolate North Korea, both diplomatically and economically. That's going to prove difficult if North Korea's neighbor to the south has very different ideas. So I think it's fair to say we're going to see a lot of friction in coming months between Washington and Seoul.
And what else can you tell us about Mr. No? I'll just tell our listeners that they'll be a little confused when they see his name because it's spelled R-O-H, not N-O-H, but it's pronounced No Moo-hoon.
Right, it is, and it's a bit confusing, and he's quite an interesting guy. His life story is a kind of a rags-to-riches story. He grew up the son of farmers from rural South Korea. He's relatively young, 20 years younger at 55 years old. He's 20 years younger than the current South Korean president. He's a former human rights lawyer, put himself through law school, compares himself to Abraham Lincoln, in fact, which is kind of interesting because he's never visited the U.S. and, in fact, has been considered the more anti-American candidate. He's been very critical of the U.S. troop presence here. There have been huge demonstrations in recent weeks after two South Korean schoolgirls were killed in an accident involving U.S. troops. Now, Mr. No says that basically he wants to renegotiate the status of the U.S. troops here, and that's going to be very interesting to watch.
Is there some chance he's going to actually push for U.S. troops to leave?
I don't think so, although back in the 1980s, he did sign a petition calling for just that. He said he wanted all 37,000 troops to get out, but that was the 1980s. He has since distanced himself from that position, and, well, the reality on the ground here, Alex, is that sitting in Seoul, we're only about an hour's drive from the North Korean border. North Korea has a lot of artillery trained 24 hours a day on Seoul, so there is a real threat here from North Korea. And I think most South Koreans know that, and they realize that for the time being, the troops are going to have to stay here, the U.S. troops. They just want to have what they call a more equal relationship between the U.S. and South Korea, and they want the troops here held to a higher standard. There's been some criticism here that the troops are essentially above the law, above South Korean law at least. So there's going to be a lot of haggling in the next few months over the status of the 37,000 U.S. troops here, but I don't think there's going to be an immediate call for the troops to get out.
Thanks, Eric. NPR's Eric Weiner in Seoul, South Korea.